This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has marked a major milestone in its nuclear energy program as indigenously designed and built prototype fast breeder reactor PFBR at Kalpakkam in Tamil Nadu attained criticality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the landmark achievement. In a social media post last night, Mr. Modi said India is taking a defining step in its civil nuclear journey by advancing the second stage of country's three-stage nuclear program. The Prime Minister called it a proud moment for India and congratulated the scientists and engineers involved in the project. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. Top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Polling for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on Thursday. In Assam, campaigning for the assembly elections will come to a close at 5 this evening. On the final day of campaigning today, senior BJP leader Amit Shah and other political parties, including the Congress, are set to address multiple rallies across the state. In Puducherry, senior BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda, DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin are among the prominent leaders scheduled to campaign today in the Union Territory. The Chief Electoral Office, Keralam, has directed that non-local party workers and officials must leave constituencies immediately after campaigning ends. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026, officially declaring Amravati as the sole and permanent capital of Andhra Pradesh. A Law Ministry notification said the President gave her assent to the bill yesterday. Following her assent, the bill has now become a law. The Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026, which amended the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016, has also received the assent of the President. In West Bengal, the Election Commission has released the full list of voters under judicial review as part of Special Intensive Revision SIR for electoral roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been published, marking voters as either eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Of these, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible. US President Donald Trump has issued a stark warning, saying the United States could decimate Iran in a single night if Tehran fails to reach a deal and the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened before the deadline of 5:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Speaking at a press conference at the White House, President Trump warned that Iranian systems could be destroyed swiftly if no deal is reached.
I gave them an extension. They asked for an extension of 7 days, right? I said, Steve, give them 10 days. 10 days is up actually today, so I gave them 11, I guess, indirectly. I thought it was inappropriate the day after Easter. Now, we'll see what happens. I can tell you they're negotiating, we think, in good faith. We're going to find out. We're getting the help of some incredible countries that want this to be ended because it affects them also. A lot of people are affected by this.
Meanwhile, Iran has rejected U.S. proposals for a ceasefire, demanding an end to hostilities, reconstruction assistance and the removal of sanctions. Home Minister Amit Shah greeted people on the Prakash Purab of 9th Sikh Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, Guru Tegh Bahadur made supreme sacrifice to protect Indian culture and humanity. He said, recalling the life story of Guru Sahib fills the heart with pride. Indian shooters are set to begin their campaign at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Cup with mixed team events in 10-meter air rifle and 10-meter air pistol competition at Granada in Spain today. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati this evening. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table. Yesterday, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings was abandoned due to rain at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.